How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
It is a beautiful Monday.
I hate Mondays.
How bad?
How bad?
If I follow Monday home, blockade the door, and burn the house down with Monday still inside.
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Can't somebody say, hey, let's be positive?
Let's try to be positive.
And here's a thought.
You're still alive.
And you're still alive.
Every day above ground is a good day.
What about coal miners?
God, you're a douche.
Let's start the show.
I was just saying to myself that, you know, normally on Monday mornings, I'll go around the room and I'll say, hey, how's everybody's weekend, you know, and realize that my weekend was so boring that if this was a reality TV show, the producers would put me aside and go, we got to create some drama for you, because there was nothing. There was really nothing. Hollis was staying with me this weekend, and he's 18 now, so there is no divorce agreement. He can stay with whoever he wants at whatever time he wants, and he was with me this weekend, which I was excited about, so I didn't really make a lot of plans. Me and Hollis, right? I saw that kid for 45 minutes. I know he was in my house for a little while, and then he went to go crash and party with some of his friends on Friday night. But it's okay. I got Saturday with my dude. He'll come by. Comes by Saturday with some friends. Then he has them spend the night on Saturday, so I didn't get to really spend any time with him at all. I know he was in the house because he woke Amanda and I up at 3:30 in the morning. And then on Sunday, there was really nothing, man. I have nothing to report. The producers would go, on this reality TV show, we need to find somebody that has some more going on in their life. I got nothing. What you got?
What happened at 3 a.m. that I'm curious.
He had friends down there. They were doing friends things at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, friend things.
They were just cranking the tunes.
Yeah, that is really boring.
The thing is that he had one of his friends over, and it was quiet by like midnight. And I'm like, I got to go check on him. It's too quiet, right? And everything was fine. They were like all half crashed out, right? So then the music cranks up at like 3 o'clock, and I guess he and his friend rallied and had some other friends that joined him a little bit later, but there they were in my basement cranking it up. Mm-hmm. Having their own little country festival down there. So that's all I got. How about you?
Yeah, I'm determined to be outside this summer. The streets hate to see me coming because I am determined to make the most of summer 2025. I feel like I've been inside too long. Regardless of whether or not I have to go do things by myself or not, the streets are going to see me.
Yep.
So that's what I did on Saturday. I hung out with Rebecca for a little bit, and then she ditched me because she's a boyfriend and she's in love. And I spent some time, had a very interesting experience once again, sitting alone at a bar with two different sets of guys, and I think I'm talking about that later today.
Okay.
Very uncomfortable experience with a local celebrity.
Really?
Very, very uncomfortable experience. I haven't stopped thinking about it since. And then Sunday was so boring. I just did Pilates.
Okay.
I had to recover.
I was going to take off at 8 this morning, but I will not.
You shouldn't.
Because this is intriguing.
Uh-huh.
Mo, how you doing?
I'm good. I really didn't do anything either, to be honest. Now, it was a pretty boring weekend for me, too. It was a lot of spending time with my lady, just working on myself, working on top of that. But nothing exciting or out the ordinary happened to me. I think the producers would tell me that I need to step it up, too. Maybe some drugs, so get drunk, do something. Do something.
They need a channel, I mean, specifically a platform for boring people. So, in a reality TV show, so you and I can star in it.
Yeah. We'd be great. I mean, streamers get paid a lot of money, too. Sleep.
Yeah.
They just sleep. That's all they do. So I feel like if that's not boring to people, then my reality show got to be at least a little entertaining.
I can definitely do that. Yeah. How about you? Clean sweep here?
I have you guys covered.
Okay.
The reality TV producers love to see me walk through the door.
Okay.
I went to Michael's on Friday to pick up some moss and river rock for the tablescape I put together for our sushi party Saturday.
That's gonna be
Had to also get some mess-free markers for Jimmy. Woo! So he and the babysitter could color together. Also, splurged and got a shark dig kit for them to dig out some sharks.
You are really taking a bite out of life, man.
On the edge, I'd say.
Tell me about it. No, so we had Sushi Party Atlanta come to the neighborhood so Saturday night. So we had a sushi party for the summer birthdays. I absolutely love my neighborhood. We get along with our neighbors. Our kids are all BFF. So we had a party for eight of us on Saturday with the sushi chef from Sushi Party Atlanta. And that is some of the best damn sushi you will ever eat. It was so good. So we had a great time Saturday night. However, Saturday morning, I kid you not, a miracle happened at the trampoline park. I jumped on a trampoline and I didn't pee myself.
Oh, it is a miracle.
Wow.
Do you believe in miracles?
Wow. There we were at Altitudes in East Cobb.
Yep.
And it was Lana's fourth birthday, and she had it at the trampoline park. So, of course, I'm taking my Jimmy Jam. We get there. He's very quiet in the beginning. And then once he gets, like, going, he's wide open. But it takes him a little bit. So, of course, he's like, Mama, will you jump with me? And I'm looking at all those trampolines, and I'm like, this is a disaster waiting to happen. And I'm wearing jean shorts. So if I do urinate myself, everybody's going to be able to see it.
Going down, literally.
There's no hiding it. Down my legs, yeah, you are right. Yeah.
And then it gets dangerous because after you, that's going to be a slippery situation.
Exactly.
And then later on, a sticky situation.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there we both are with our little purple socks with the like a sticky tread on the bottom so you don't fall.
You guys both have your diapers on?
Neither one of us are wearing diapers right now.
Oh, man, you guys are really throwing caution to the wind.
So we got out there and we started jumping. And I started jumping.
Yeah.
For 2 hours.
Whoa.
2 hours.
The party's there. You get 2 hours. So at one point, you go back to the party room and you eat pizza and then you eat cake and then everybody goes back out and jumps some more or whatever. But yeah, you're there for 2 hours. And so I jumped and I jumped and I jumped some more. And then I was like, maybe I'm going to jump a lot. I jumped into the foam pit.
Oh.
That was really hard getting out of, by the way. Foam pits aren't made for people in their 40s. I'm just letting you know that. And I never once peed myself.
Hey, you guys,
congratulations.
Let's start this week with a Rudy clap.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Wait, were you dehydrated?
Yes.
No,
did you
I wasn't.
Not train for 3 days?
I was drinking water. I had my coffee because I'm jumping on a trampoline at 10:30 in the morning because you got to get the parties out of the way early so you have the rest of your Saturday. No, I think I owe all of this success to female physio CO on Instagram, okay? Because I follow this woman who is a pelvic floor coach and she's a physiologist for female health. And I follow her because every day she makes you do your Kegels.
I need you to stop scrolling and squeeze pelvic floor.
Ready, everybody?
On, off, on, off, squeeze and hold. 10, hold. 9, 8, 7, lift higher. 6, keep breathing. 5, hold it. 4, 3, 2, one all the way off. Five quick ones.
Is it literally like building a muscle? Like doing a set of chest or doing a set of shoulders?
Yeah, but you're doing your pelvic floor. Really? Like you're Kegeling.
I never know if I'm squeezing the right thing.
I know. Sometimes it feels like you're just trying to hold in a poop, doesn't it? So I've been doing my Kegels, and so I just want to give her a little shout out because I started following her, and whenever she pops up in my feed, I always make sure to do my Kegels. And I'm like, I think that's why I didn't pee myself at the trampoline park.
It's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
She's like the Belichick of not peeing yourself.
She is.
The goat.
She's
a goat.
She's the goat of Kegels.
All right, I need you all to put yourselves in somebody else's shoes today. I need you all to pretend that you are a 30-year-old woman. You've gotten engaged. You've just planned a massive wedding. This is supposed to be one of the biggest days of your life. You've been thinking about this day since you were a little tiny little girl and you're playing dress up in your house. Mo, I know this is very uncomfortable for you. Not necessarily a...
It's uncharted territory.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory for sure. And it's finally the biggest day of your life. It will never get better than this. and all of a sudden an A-list celebrity shows up to your wedding, and now that person is the focal of your big day. That was one woman's reality over the weekend when A-lister Taylor Swift showed up to some normie's wedding who was related to Travis Kelce.
Come on.
And everyone cannot stop talking about the fact about whether or not we should be mad on her behalf. Oh. Because this is the biggest day of a woman's life. Sure. And all anybody can talk about is the fact that, oh, God's calling. is that this woman showed, or not this woman, Taylor Swift showed up to this woman's wedding as she should have, as Travis Kelce's date. But now she's kind of like the focal point of this woman's day.
All right, so I'm going to call a little BS not knowing anything about this situation at all. So if this person is related to Travis Kelce, then there have been rumors now for weeks, if not months, that he's going to be there. And behind the scenes, people are going like, I wonder if Taylor's going to be there. Is there any chance you think he'll show up and she'll show up? And they were probably so excited by the possibility. So I'm not exactly sure. It was shocking when she moved in. So I don't. Was the bride visibly upset?
No, I didn't see any photos where she looked upset. But I mean, here's the thing. At this point, like, she is dating a family member. And celebrities are allowed to be normies too. And like, you can't help the fact of how people are going to respond to your presence when you show up. If Beyonce shows up to somebody's wedding, like, oh my gosh, it's like Beyonce's here. No one's going to look more beautiful than Beyonce. I've got to take the number two spot on my wedding day. That kind of sucks. But at the same time, like, your wedding is going to be so memorable because at the end of the day, like, you were the wedding in Knoxville, Tennessee, where one of the most famous people in the world showed up.
See, that's my mentality. Like, I feel like it doesn't detract from the wedding, but it adds to the wedding. You're going to have the greatest wedding. You're going to have the goat of weddings because you had Taylor Swift, and even though technically she was Travis Kelce's plus one, Taylor Swift and her plus one Travis Kelce. Like, that's huge.
And some of that responsibility is on the guests also, because again, I think there's a murmur going around for weeks, if not months. So if as soon as she walks in, everybody like just runs to her for pictures and stuff, that's on the guests.
100%. And it's so weird. I at weddings, I always feel like the bride and groom are kind of the celebs of the night. Like, you feel like such a little fan being like, can I get a photo? You're like lining up with photos with this girl you've known since second grade. And I can imagine it's just so weird the day of your wedding, like other people lining up to take photos with somebody else.
I would take the memory over the moment for sure. I mean, it's going to somewhat take away your shine. But like I said, it's a wedding you're going to always remember. But don't just show up taking pictures with people if you're going to come sing a song. You're going to be here, you know, sing a song for the wedding. That's what I would ask.
But then there will be people complaining that she sang a song and she took even more attention. There's no win and no loss.
Yeah. All right. Somebody who's not getting married anytime soon is Halle Berry. So she has been with her boyfriend, Van Hunt, for around 5 years, and he actually proposed to her, but she still hasn't given him an answer. Her boyfriend said, so I put out the proposal and it's still on hold. As you can see, I'm just out there floating. You know, maybe you can encourage her, you being the people. And Halle said, well, we don't feel like we have to get married to validate our love in any way. I think we will get married just because out of the people I've been married to, this is the person I should have married. And I feel like we should get married, but it's not because we feel like we have to.
So I was texting with my best friend this weekend. This is the dude that I've been best friends with since in the seventh grade. And I told you his story that he and his girlfriend, they weren't going to get married, right? They're at a certain age. They're in their 50s now. So they're at a certain age. They're in love with each other. They don't need the quote unquote piece of paper and everything like that. But they were driving in the desert. And I told you guys that they were listening to a podcast. And all of a sudden, because of her answer, like she said something like, I knew it was you because I know you'll always have my back and that there's nothing that I can't. She said something really sweet, just like, I always know that you have my best interest at heart, so there's no reason for a marriage at all. I just know you're my person. And he immediately pulls over to the side of the road and proposes right there.
Shut up.
Because he was so touched by it. They get married, right? So I'm texting with them this weekend, and he's like, I'll tell you what, we had a weird conversation this weekend. We decided that we're glad we're married, but there was really no reason for it. And I'm like, how does that come up in conversation? And that right there is a really good space for a half white lie.
You just lied to us a little bit. For me, like if I'm Halle Berry's boyfriend, I would prefer a hell yes or a hell no. Because at this point, you're just kind of leaving me in purgatory. Like you're saying we are going to get married. But if we are going to get married, why don't you just say yes? Take the ring, girlfriend. Like it's a nice piece of jewelry at the very least.
I'm with you. Either 100% in or 100% out. And if you don't, if you tell me you don't want a hell yeah to get married, to me, that's basically a no.
Yeah, the being in limbo is probably the worst.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
In my mind, the conversation goes like this for Katie, who is dating a woman who has a 12-year-old, right? 12? Mm-hmm. It goes something like this. When Katie is sharing her life to one of her friends, she's like, oh, yeah, I met this great girl. Oh, she's got a kid. And then the question goes, oh, how old is the kid? And Katie says, it's a 12-year-old girl. In my mind, everybody goes, oh, because that's a tough age for a girl. Ooh, you are diving right in.
And you would be right.
Yes.
That is exactly what happened when I told my friends. Because like, oh my gosh, this is a preteen. And that's how also how I felt. Because I'm like, okay, this is a preteen we're dealing with. You're at the age where you're able to express if you don't like me or not. And tell your mom, hey, get her out of here. And so that's like how nervous I was, especially when I first met my girlfriend's daughter. It was like, okay, let me feel her out. But then it's like, I don't want to do too much to try to get her to like me and get like, hey, I heard you like this, and shower her with gifts. Because, you know, I'm like, a 12-year-old is at the age where you can read through all the BS. So I've tried to come up with a game plan. Like, what's the best way to attack this? What's the best way to ease into it? And I've just kind of, for the most part, stayed back. Let her, if she wants to say something to me, let her say something to me. And then we have a conversation from there. And slowly but surely, she's warming up to me. She'll text me now randomly things like skibbity toilet. I don't know what that means.
Nice.
But you know.
So long as there's some communication. You don't need, do you Google what she writes you sometimes?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I definitely do. Or she'll send some TikTok that I have no reference to what it is. I don't get it. But you know, that's just the generation.
I want people to grasp how huge this is, right? Because there are a lot of hormones that are happening, and you're mostly what you're going to get is somebody that wants absolutely nothing to do with you, right? So the fact that like communication has been established and she will randomly text you, I think that is huge, even no matter what the text is. Like that's massive.
Yeah, I was so excited when it first happened. Like I hit my girlfriend up. I was like, did you know she texted me? She was like, what? I was like, ooh. So it was little things like that that I was excited. But then there's also been things that, like watching my girlfriend parent, and I'll notice different things where I'm like, if it was me, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have let her get away with certain things like that.
Right.
So then I'm like, at what point, like, I just sit back and watch and not tell her, hey, I think that this could be done better. You know, like
it's difficult.
I know.
Yeah, it's more difficult for you with a 12-year-old, but plus not having your own kid. Like, at least when I speak up with Amanda and her son, I have some experience with kids, so I have a little bit of more built-in credibility, or not, depending on how she views my kids. But since you don't have that, you're walking a real fine line.
I know. So, but that's also in the back of my head, because I'm like, eventually, like, it's going to happen eventually where I will, my girlfriend and I, we've talked about this, we're step into a parental role eventually. And so I just observe her right now, but I'm making notes. And I'm like, okay, this is also a preteen.
Yeah. And what you said earlier, I would put in your notes, you're going to have to say it a little differently. I wouldn't be like, you know, I think this way is better. Mm-mm,
yeah,
mm-mm.
I think if you started
there's no like one way is better than the other. There are different ways to parent. But I would not say one way is better than the other. And if you want her to try your way, I wouldn't say that your way was the better way.
Yeah.
That's not going to make it happen.
What is the protocol for that? Are you supposed to wait for the parent to like ask for your assistance, or do you just volunteer it?
It depends on the individual. I think you're way safer by asking a question like, I wonder if she would respond differently if blank, rather than this is the way to do it.
Oh, I would read right through that.
Would you?
Yeah, probably. Well, y'all wouldn't. I wouldn't know you trying to tell me my parenting not up to par.
Yeah, no, I would smell that one out pretty quickly.
Well, what can you say?
I think
my favorite is nothing.
Yeah.
Being complicit.
I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. And if you feel like bringing it up first, be like, hey, at any point in time, do you want me to step in?
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable or do you still want me to sit back when it comes to any kind of parenting mm-hmm. with your daughter?
Yeah.
And then just leave it at that.
So, because if you don't say anything, you'll end up like disliking her daughter.
So I think it's like right now my girlfriend's easing me into things like that.
Okay.
So for example, it's like her daughter just got her first boyfriend.
Oh.
And she's like, Katie, what do you think about this? Like we had a whole open conversation when her daughter came to her. And then her daughter also told her it's okay to share it with me. She's like, well, Katie, what do you think? So I think she's easing me into that. And so then she gave me a next challenge. And the challenge was, hey, I want you and my daughter to have one-on-one time. You two go out on your own and establish like a conversation, a bond. She's like, I want that to be like the foundation, the leading steps.
I love this. I think that's, mm-hmm. I mean, and I think that speaks volumes of how she feels about you as a partner.
Or she just wants some time away from her kid.
There's that.
Leaning towards the last.
Free babysitter. But for me, that was terrifying. I was like, okay, because I had to plan this out. And so her daughter always said that she wanted to try sushi. She's never tried sushi. So I was like, all right, let's go out to sushi restaurant and let's have this one-on-one time. But leading up to it, I was so nervous because I'm like, well, what are we going to talk about? How is this going to go? Is she going to get tired of me and say, hey, take me home? But I had nothing to worry about. We went, we spoke, and she was just telling me things about school. She just, that's all she likes to talk about, school and her mm-hmm. boyfriend. I'm like, okay, well, mm-hmm. what else? Yeah. What do you want to do? You want to play volleyball? Okay, cool. And so then as we're having this conversation and her daughter was leading the conversation, I like relax and I'm like, okay, I can do this. And then she's like, are you ready to be a parent? Are you ready?
She said that?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, she's like, are you ready? What comes with this, Katie? I'm just saying. I'm like,
that's huge. Good. And what was the answer to that? No.
No. I'm not sure now. Because now it's like you're challenging me.
It sounds like the foundation is there, man. I mean, she really likes you. And 12-year-old girls don't like anything.
Nothing. I know. That's why I'm still terrified. Because tomorrow it could be something completely different.
Yeah,
right.
Real quick.
They can sniff out fear, Katie. You're going to have to learn how to stamp that down and like stamp that fear down. That's like blood in the water for sharks. You can never let a preteen know that you fear them.
Yeah, truth. Noted. Truth.
This is The Burt Show.
So my lady's phone was getting in the way so much it almost ruined half of our vacation.
A phone?
A phone. And it's not for the reasons you would think. I know when you hear like someone, a phone is getting in the way of a couple, you think because someone's on it too much.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the case with her. She is just very reckless with her phone, and she finds ways to mess up the day because of her phone in ways you would never think about.
Reckless. What does that mean?
Reckless. I'll give you a perfect example. In fact, I have two of them. So when we arrived at our location, we had to catch another flight in order to get to our final destination.
This was the vacation to the Philippines.
The vacation to the Philippines that we just took a couple weeks ago. And somehow, some way, she ends up dropping her phone in the seats of the plane as we land. And it's one of the mechanical seats that you can't just recline and go back. And I don't know if y'all have ever experienced this.
I have. It's almost impossible to get it. That's why the flight attendants say, hey, back off. We got this. Because it is. It falls into this abyss that's almost impossible to get to.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, do not ever drop your phone back there. It is going to cost you about an hour. Yeah. Like, legit. So the process, I literally thought someone was going to come in, remove the seat, we're out. No. We had to wait for everybody to clear the plane. Now I finally realize how long that actually takes when you have to sit behind and watch everybody leave. That takes a long time.
They have to take apart the plane for you to get your phone.
Yep. Yep.
Engine comes out, wings come off, everything. Yeah.
The mechanics came in. It was like three mechanics for one job. Like, I don't know why you needed three of them. One dude didn't have the tools. He had to call the other guy to get the tools. Then that guy didn't know what the tools were. He had to wait for another guy who knew what they were. So all in all, I mean, they literally had to take the entire seat apart. And then we're the two just like sitting there as people are just walking by, looking at us like we did, like we committed a crime of some sort. It was all bad. It was all embarrassing. But we ended up having to now run through the airport to try to make the next flight, which thank God we did end up making it. But it was a hassle.
You were those people, man.
Yes,
the
we
ones
were.
That are sprinting as fast as they can. Excuse me. Yep. Excuse me.
And don't you hate when you do something like that causes such unnecessary stress to yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I felt bad for her because she's looking at me like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's all good. We'll get through it. But then just when I thought that would be the last time that we would experience something like this with her phone, we get to the Philippines and we go to this dinner that she wanted us to go to. And it's like, it's one of those dinners. It's really nice. It's like you'd probably see it on TikTok because that's where I feel like she finds most of her ideas. But it's like literally on top of a rainforest. And when you're going up the stairs are built for you to see like this beautiful view of the city and of the rainforest. And so the stairs are taking you deeper into the rainforest and on like you're on top of it at this point.
Wow.
And then you sit on like almost like a bridge. It kind of looks like a bridge and that's where the tables are. And then you're looking over into the rainforest. Now, the stairs are typical. They're not the kind of stairs where there's no holes. Like there's holes in between each stairs as you're going up. So, of course.
No.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Come on,
no,
man.
No.
I see it, too. I see it. I mean, it went in slow motion. I see it fall out her hand, and it hit the third step. Then it bounced and hit another step. And it's like you just can't move, and you're just watching the phone to see where it's going to land, hoping it does not go through one of the holes. And sure enough, it lands right on the edge of the step.
Uh-uh.
And then I went to try to grab it, and boop! In the rainforest goes the phone.
No.
So I'm like, well, that's a wrap for you. And this is like the second day of the trip. So I'm like, there's nothing we can do. But one of the guys came out and was like, this has happened before I think we can get it.
Yeah.
This dude literally just went down the stairs and was walking. You can't see anything because it's so high and it's dark. And he went out there with his light on his phone. And somehow, some way, he found her phone.
Is that right?
It took him about 20 minutes, but he found it.
You know, I've been in situations like that where I've lost my phone. And while you're so stressed out at the time, it's a tremendous break. It really is. So when you're not tied to that phone because you can't have it at all, it brings me back to the 90s.
She hates it. I love it. I absolutely love being without my phone. When I go on vacations,
really?
I don't even take my phone.
This has not been my experience with you.
Which, well, if I'm by myself, that's the difference.
Okay.
Like, I'm on my phone in social situations because I get awkward. But if I'm by myself or if I'm on a vacation, I leave my phone in the safe.
Is
I don't even take it.
Is that right?
Man, I don't want my phone.
Freedom!
It feels amazing.
So how much does the guy get tipped for going down into the rainforest to find the phone?
Yeah, it cost me a nice $50.
Yes.
I had to.
It was worth it.
I had to.
He earned that.
Yeah, he did. He earned it for sure.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen. It's The Bert Show.
Hi, Kristen. Focus is on therapy.
Yes. So I'm going to leave out specifics and keep this a little bit vague. And that's just for some self-preservation. Sorry, not sorry. So a few weeks ago, I heard someone say something to a child that was very triggering for me. And what was said was it was a guilt-provoking question. It was just dripping in manipulation. And all in all, it was just a completely irresponsible thing to say to a child. And I handled the situation in the moment with the most grace I could, alerted the parents so they can handle it as they see fit, because I felt that was they needed to know and that was for them to handle. But after that incident, I absolutely spiraled. And I spiraled in my head, and I also spiraled physically to the point I had a full-on anxiety attack afterwards.
At which part of this whole thing was giving you the most anxiety? Just that what you witnessed or the way you handled it?
No, what I heard triggered something inside of me.
Gotcha.
From my past.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's what sent me spiraling. So I crunched the numbers, and I didn't even realize. I've been doing therapy on and off for 16 years now. I know, you're probably like, this is not an endorsement for therapy. If you've been doing it for 16 years and you're still broke.
No, I was just thinking, only 16?
Only 16 years. So, and the last time I was in therapy was actually the end of last year, right? So, and it was the most boring session ever. Susan and I'm like, I really had nothing to give. And we both decided, yeah, so instead of coming in, because, you know, you start going once a week and then you graduate to, you know, every other week and then you graduate to like a monthly check-in, and we were doing monthly check-ins. And at this point, I'm like, all right, well, I'll hit you up if and when I need you. Okay?
I do think that I have had therapists where I was the one that had to make the decision because I felt like they were not going to say, okay, you don't need to be here anymore. Like, they were always going to work on something and find something else and find something else. And finally, I had to go, that I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm as good as I'm going to get right now.
Susan and I were in complete alignment and agreement. I mean, we were both just like, what are we doing here? So I'm like, all right. So then I'll hit you up when she's like, you know, because you kind of get to a point too, if you don't go in a while, you're like, I used to get in my head and be like, oh my gosh, she's going to be mad at me because I haven't been in and I can't reach out. Right. And that's not even remotely the case. Could care less, right? So all this happened. So I hit her up, and now I'm, you know, I'm back and just working on some stuff that has, you know, that I have worked on, but now it's rearing its ugly head again. So I wanted to share this because this might be your sign that it's time for some therapy maintenance, and that's okay. Like, I have come to realize we are never quote unquote fixed. Like, we learn to cope. We have a toolbox and we get tools so we can live our best selves. And, you know, after that incident, I'm having a hard time coping. And I also realize that June is a really hard month. It used to be my favorite month, and now it's just a really hard month because I got my dad's birthday, and then I got Father's Day, and then also this was the month 7 years ago he was placed on hospice. And it's so bizarre how your body knows, and because like the issues are in the tissues kind of thing, and you just, even though it's been 7 years, you still kind of like, you relive that experience in some weird, odd, like deep way. And so that's why I was like, you know, I needed a little, you know, additional guidance. I needed a little additional support, and that's okay. Going back to therapy is not a failure. It is a commitment to yourself, and you're just trying to be your best self for the short time we got here. So if you are in a similar situation, I'm just here to encourage you, reach out, do what you need to do so you're not suffering, and instead, like, you're living a life that's worth living. And I came across a clip from Taylor Tomlinson. She's a hilarious comedian, and it has to do with therapy. And I'm like, oh, homegirl hit the nail on the head.
People are scared to go to therapy because they think it's someone sitting in a chair going, you suck. But it's not. It's you in a chair going, I suck. And then your therapist is like, that's great. Let's start there. Therapy just helps you get to the bottom of why you're trash, okay? You go into therapy and you're like, here's all the stuff that sucks about me. And she goes, okay. And she puts it all up on the wall like you're solving a crime together. Fun! And then she gets some of that red string that detectives use at home when they've been thrown off the case for going rogue. And she starts connecting each crappy thing about you to each one of your corresponding childhood traumas. And you're like, oh my God, that's why I'm like this. And she's like, that's why you're like this. And you're like, am I fixed now? And she's like, God, no. No, no, no. You're like, well, what do I do now? She's like, well, you keep coming back in here every week with your credit card. And you're like, what? Well, will I ever be fixed? She's like, I don't know. Bring your credit card.
She's so, it is the truth.
And she is so good.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.